Danny Gallagher here, production engineer for the Knights Around the Table radio show and podcast. If you are listening to this show on the radio, please continue listening, and at the end, I'll tell you how to get a free gift card to thank you for listening. Here's our show.
Welcome to Knights Around the Table, a show where the Knights of Columbus, Fulton J. Sheen, Council 7612, sit around the WSJF studio conference table and discuss their involvement and contributions to the St. Joseph community and the areas around Sykesville and Eldersburg.
Here's the host of the show, Josh Beck.
Greetings, Greater Sykesville area. We are the Knights Around the Table. I'm Josh Beck, joined today by...
Rob Somerville, your Grand Knight.
Eric Glazer.
And Richard Perron.
And we are members of the Knights of Columbus, Fulton J. Sheen Council 7612. We're here to let the community know who we are and what we are up to. Let's start with the Lord's Prayer.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us on another month here. As a matter of fact, we had a pretty busy start to the year. Rob, what were we up to?
Well, the first couple weekends, we collected the baby bottles as part of our baby bottle campaign for the Pregnancy Support Center of Carroll County. Or distributed them, I should say. Did I say collect them? Distributed them, and we'll collect them in the first two weekends of February. We had our quarterly blood drive for the American Red Cross. We had our March for Life in the bus, which is filled. Rosary for World Peace, which we do every Tuesday night. And I think by the time you hear this, we'll have movie night with Ratatouille. And we have a social gift card bingo with the presentation by the Pregnancy Support Center director herself. Will be there, so you can find out where all the money from the baby bottles go to. I think that's about it. Did I forget anything?
But a pretty busy month to start off the year.
Month, and it's going to get really busier.
Speaking of which, our big event is coming up in February.
Yep.
The Valentine's Dinner and Comedy Show.
With live jazz and giveaways. VIPs are almost sold out. And we're getting close to, we're over halfway sold out. So if you haven't gotten tickets and you plan on going, go. And by the way, there's a bunch of people that are going by themselves, so don't think that you have to have a date or anything. We have sold a lot of individual tickets. That's all I can say is just go buy tickets. It should be a good time. Sean Reynolds is really funny if you haven't checked him out.
If you catch this recording early in the month, please consider getting tickets to it. I checked out some of his show. He's a very funny comedian and very personable, very good presenter, speaker. It's a lot of fun.
Should be good.
All right, the dumb question of the day, where do I get tickets?
So you go on the line, stjosephs.cc/comedy-night.
And that's night with an N, no K, correct?
Correct. There's no comedy, pun, no
night,
pun there.
No K.
Yep. And there's information about the event as well as how you can buy tickets, taking credit cards, Venmo, cash, check.
Sounds good. Now, the other big thing that we have coming up in February is the start of Lent. Eric, what can you tell us about what's coming up for Lent?
Let's kick off Tuesday, February 17th is a church event, a Shrove Tuesday pancake event with live music. There'll be pancakes, eggs, and sausage. That's a church event, so that'll be check the church website for information on that one. But beginning February 20th is our weekly Lenten dinners at the church, and they will take place every Friday for six consecutive weeks, except for March 20th. That weekend is our Celebrate St. Joseph weekend. So in order to keep the church Chaminade Center available and ready to clean up and set up, we're not going to do the Lenten dinner on the 20th. That's March 20th. But we will start it on February 20th, that first Friday. Got good stuff. The menu adjusts every year, but I think it stays pretty solid. What are you making, Richard?
Yes. No, it's going to be pretty standing. We're going to add one more item that I know of there. It's going to be a corn chowder and shrimp soup along with the other clam chowder that we have.
That's good. And they're both available for $6. We're also going to have our three platters. We have our crab cake platters, fish platter, and the shrimp platter. And the platters are going to come with coleslaw and the ever-famous apple dessert, the crisp, apple crisp.
And french fries.
I thought you were going to say the fries.
Oh, I forgot.
We love french fries.
French fries or hush puppies. And kind of funny, just like Chick-fil-A, they had their secret menu item, which now has become public. You can get your ice cream floats and your ice cream mixes, frozen soda mixes. That was always available on the Chick-fil-A menu, but now it's officially available.
Hmm.
Well, we've always secretly had available mozzarella sticks.
I'm sorry, what?
Mozzarella sticks are now going to be on the menu this year.
Oh my gosh.
In addition to the shrimp and corn chowder, we're also going to have mozzarella sticks on the menu this year.
Right.
That awesome. Sounds dangerous.
They're on year by year.
So does that mean there's going to be a new secret menu item that people don't know about?
Yes.
I can tell you there are a whole bunch of them, but I'm not going to say what they are.
It's a secret. You have to come and figure it out.
It's a secret. Yeah. Yes. The Klaser family actually has supplied bags of frozen mozzarella sticks for the last few years to supplement that. So the platters are going to run for $15 with fries, $16 with hush puppies. We also have, for people who might not like those or want a smaller menu item, we're going to have tomato soup and grilled cheese. That's just $5. You'll be able to order just a bowl of clam chowder, a bowl of macaroni and cheese, or just french fries if you want, as well as mozzarella sticks. So we're going to have a lot of stuff. It's going to be fun.
It's getting out of hand.
It is. Those poor people in the front who have to take all that money and figure that out, the math, that's rough.
We have a well-run oil machine in that kitchen, though.
We do.
We do get things worked out.
It is amazing back there. So it's fun for us, as you could tell. Like once the weeks get going, we get past the first week, it's fun for the Knights and all the other church organizations that pitch in. It can't be done without a full church effort. We organize it and set it up, but
we get a lot of help.
We get a lot of help from all the different ministries at the church, and it becomes a really great community event for us.
And it is very well attended.
Yeah, better every year.
Better every year.
And actually, you know, it's open to anybody in Sykesville. I mean, it's not just St. Joe's people. Anybody is welcome to come to our fish dinners.
So again, using that church website, if you wanted to take advantage of it, you can get on the website. You can pre-order your meals.
We have carryout.
We have carryout, but the pre-ordering of the meal is super helpful, especially if the Lenten dinners usually run from 5 to 7. They kick us out at 7 because we have to do Stations of the Cross at that point. But if you're showing up at 6:30 to pick up your meal, if you've pre-ordered, we make sure the food's available for you. So if you think you're a late rider and you might be rolling in at 6:30, it's really good to pre-order and make sure your crab cake is available for you, or you might be out of luck.
And what's nice is we have the young people bring it right out to your car. So it's not DoorDash, but it's pretty close.
That's true.
Well, awesome. I look forward to that personally. That was definitely a highlight last year. It was the first time I'd done it. Oh, so good. All right, Rob, what else do we have coming up in March?
Well, there's no social in March because of the Lenten dinners. We've got something important for all the Knights, especially, and that is the annual men's conference through the Archdiocese of Baltimore. They have it every year, and they usually have two or three really good keynote speakers. And the last few years, it's been at St. Louis and Clarksville. This year's key speaker is none other than Supreme Knight Patrick Kelly. So it would be good for the Knights to show up there. And it would be good for our council and our Knights to show up there. It's a day, afternoon, evening of prayer, meditation, speeches, reflection, all that kind of good stuff. We had a handful of people attend it last year. I think we're having even more this year because of that, the fact that Supreme Knight Patrick Kelly is going to be there.
Are you required to sign up ahead of time? Are there tickets?
You have to pay as a registration. There's early bird registration. I think the early bird registration is $45. I think after that, it's $60. And it's usually attended by like 300, 400 people. I don't know what it is. And it does sell out. And that is Yeah, that is Saturday, March 14th. And then I think that the end of March is Good Friday and Palm Sunday. That weekend, we have something from the Knights. The Knights pass around an icon, and this year it's the Sacred Heart of Jesus. It's a beautiful rendition or painting of that. And speaking with Father John, he's hoping to have some of the renovation of the Adoration Chapel done by then. Don't know if that's realistic, but if any of it's done, we were hoping to put it right outside of that. But we'll see. It'll be in the narthex somewhere. We'll see where it ends up. But I kind of signed us up for that weekend explicitly to grab that weekend just because of the holiness of that weekend. So it'll look nice.
Very cool. Now, just a reminder that the council has a Google Calendar, which allows you to import all of our events directly onto your Google Calendar. The Google account is 7612kofc@gmail.com. So if you're familiar with how to use Google Calendars, add this one to yours. Just a reminder about who we have around the table tonight. I am Josh Beck, joined with
Rob Somerville,
Eric Klaser,
and Richard Perron.
So the article I found this month was actually about a recent announcement that Pope Leo the 14th made, where he proclaimed the special year of St. Francis. St. Francis is one that actually has become special to me because my daughter got very, very into, animals, taking care of animals, doing a lot of that type of charity work. And so St. Francis of Assisi is a saint that she has become close to. So this is kind of a neat thing for me because I'm learning more about St. Francis. And to have the church as a whole celebrate this saint is a very neat idea. And again, something in my relatively young Catholic life that I'm enjoying seeing more of these things happen. So just a little bit about it. Pope Leo XIV has proclaimed a special year of St. Francis to commemorate the 800th anniversary of the saint's death. During this time of grace, which will extend until January 2027, the faithful are granted the opportunity to obtain a plenary indulgence. Until January 10th of next year, the faithful can obtain this grace under the usual conditions: sacramental confession, communion, and prayer for the intentions of the Pope, by making a pilgrimage to any Franciscan conventual church or place of worship dedicated to St. Francis anywhere in the world. Furthermore, the elderly, the sick, and those who, for serious reasons, cannot leave their homes can obtain the plenary indulgence by spiritually joining in the Jubilee celebrations and offering their prayers, pains, or sufferings to God. In a world where, quote, the virtual takes over the real, disagreements and social violence are part of everyday life, and peace becomes more insecure and distant every day, this year of St. Francis spurs all of us, each according to our possibilities, to imitate the poor man of Assisi, to form ourselves as far as possible on the model of Christ, the decree states. So again, one of those very cool things that we see the Pope doing, where he is calling to mind something in the history of the church, and he is drawing our attention to bettering ourselves, bettering everyone around us, something that we can all aspire to. Rich, as the council lecturer, what do you have for us tonight?
I've got something rather interesting, and this is going to be broadcast after the March for Life, but I want to bring up some details regarding the March for Life. As you know, that Roe versus Wade was defeated as a federal law, and now has been pushed down to the states. So now there's state laws that govern the abortion rights for people. And because it's no longer a federal law, they have lost the federal funding, which has, in many cases, caused a lot of those Planned Parenthood, excuse the name because it's not, to go out of business. And they're actually broke. They've closed them up because the states now realize that they have to carry the funding for this, where they didn't pay much attention as long as it was a federal program. So that has now gone to the state, and many states don't have the funds to do this. And a lot of private corporations who are funding Planned Parenthood, and you'd be surprised if you ever look up some of the companies you do business with, where they donate some of their money. And a lot of companies, major companies, were donating money to Planned Parenthood. But to get back to what I'm referring to is because Planned Parenthood is going under in many cases, and the turn for March for Life is turning around where there are fewer abortions being done and more people accepting the bringing of life into the world. So, but on the contrary, just to bring it to the reverse of that, for years, several years now, in the state of Maryland, there has been on the referendum the option for assisted suicide of ending of life. And so to speak, they get you coming or they get you going, one or the other. But now that we've slowed down the getting them when they're born, the end of life comes up every year on them, and it gets stronger. Every year, the vote gets closer and closer to assisted suicide. Now, to give you an example, in 2016, Canada made assisted suicide a legality. It was no longer against the law, and it was probably a little over a thousand in 2016. But in 2024, there were over 14,000 assisted suicides, and it's becoming a common practice because when people are determined that they have a terminal illness, they opt at that point to sign an agreement to accept limited treatment with an option of ending their lives. And once they sign that, it's a contract. And they reach a point where they say, well, all right, we can't do anything more for you. The option two is end their life. So again, the frailty of life is still in the balance. As I said, they're not ending life before you're born, but they're giving you a shortcut to live it, to leave life. So again, we must consider this when we go to vote. The next time we vote, if it's on the referendum, we got another way that we can show our opinion for a right to life. That's all I have for you. Thought I'd bring up to date.
Well, as long as we're bringing it up, probably a conversation for another show, but we probably should mention it now as well. One of the reasons you would consider investing in Knights of Columbus Insurance or Knights of Columbus investment products is the fact that they do audit and scrutinize their investment products for purity of those issues and right to light issues.
It's called ESG. That's right. They invest in wholesome investments and not companies that contribute towards this type of thing.
And it would be great. In a future show, we'll bring Paul in and have him talk about that again, because it's been a while.
And actually, it's interesting you bring that up, because it's such a slippery slope, and it has been for so many decades now, and it's seemingly such a normal part of life and culture. But I saw an article just recently where the individual opted to end their life through this assisted suicide, and they simply had mental health issues. And it was the kind of thing where the doctor agreed to it because there technically is nothing more than dealing with a mental health issue. And this person felt that it was such a burden on them that it would just be easier to end their life. And that is such a heartbreaking situation to consider, and for that to be normalized and even endorsed in any way, I don't think it's right for this world. It's something that we as knights have to take seriously and have to take a stand against in every way that we can.
You know, as of 2020, the official, which means recorded, and we know a lot of this is unrecorded, there were over 64 million abortions in this country. Now, how big is that number? It's more people than there are in the state of Maryland. Mm-hmm. So if you drove through Maryland someday on 95 and everybody was laying dead, that's how big it would be. And that's only what has been recorded legally. We know that there are mill houses that do this also. And that's only in the United States. We don't know what goes on in the rest of the world. But anyhow, just pray on it.
And certainly keep those individuals, keep our leaders, keep right. those who are suffering in your prayers, that they may see the value in choosing life every time.
Exactly. Right.
Thank you, Rich. As a reminder, you can always keep up with the Knights of Columbus on our website, kofc7612.org. Details about our events and contact information can be found there if you have any questions about what you heard in this episode. Additionally, if you'd like to listen to this podcast again, a full archive of the Knights Around the Table podcast is available at wsjf-radio.com/podcasts. As always, if you are interested in becoming a Knight, send an email to 7612kofc@gmail.com. Our goal is to have every Catholic man in the community become a member, so we would love to have you join us. Thank you for listening. Let's close with a Hail Mary.
In the name of the Father, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
I'm Josh Beck, and I've been here with
Rob Somerville,
Eric Klaser,
and Rich Perron.
And we are the Knights Around the Table. Thank you for listening, and we look forward to seeing you out and about this month. Viva Jesus.
Danny Gallagher here, production engineer for Knights Around the Table radio show and podcast. If you're listening to this show on the radio, you can get a free gift card by sending an email with your contact information to wsjf@stjoseph.cc or call our studio phone line at 443-920-9125. Send us an email at wsjf@stjoseph.cc or call our studio at 443-920-9125. Leave your contact information and we'll send you a free gift card to thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Knights Around the Table. We look forward to the next conversation about who the Knights are and what they're up to. Thanks to WSJF for broadcasting the show and Molly Klaser for her tireless engineering support. We'll see you next time.